It is 6:55. You're listening to 100.5 FM. Good morning. I'm Ray Richardson. Thanks for joining us. Dee Dee Richardson, who had a birthday yesterday, so today is post-birthday. Pete McVetti in the house.
Good morning. Do you feel a day older today, Dee Dee?
No.
Oh, perfect.
I don't. I just like to celebrate my birthday because it's fun to celebrate my birthday, but I've never really thought about how old I was, and it's never been a... I'm 61, and I've lived a whole life of gratitude, and I've had my challenges, but it's made me who I am.
Yeah, yeah.
So...
You can't really... get on the process because it got you to that point here.
Exactly. Exactly.
I mean, you should be dead, right? Way long time ago with that accident.
Yeah.
It's not too often. Well,
42 years ago now that we think about it. Wow.
Yeah.
And I almost drowned a couple of times.
Oh, I hear that's not a bad way to go.
Well, the first time I was two, and I was a seven-year-old pulled me out and did CPR.
Wow. Good on those parents.
Yeah.
Teach the kid how to do that. Wow.
God had some plans for her.
Yeah.
She's cheated death a few times.
Gee. Oh, she's talking about immovable objects. No, he was talking about that bulldozer.
Steamroller.
Or steamroller.
Yeah.
65 miles an hour in a Toyota Tercel. Yeah.
So I can relate.
Yes, you
to
can.
To your daughter.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah. It took me a while to heal, get everything back in moving order, but I did.
But look at her. She's beautiful. She's youthful looking.
Youthful looking?
Well, she's 61.
I think youthful. Youthful.
Thank you.
Well, I mean, I think she looks like she's probably mid-40s. So that's youthful looking when you're 61.
I was thinking 39. I'm holding, right?
You need glasses, both of you.
No. I think you look like you're in your mid-40s, and people have said that to you. The only telltale is the gray hair. But that's a choice you make.
That's a choice.
But she has such great style with it.
But it's my real color.
Yeah.
I'm not coloring it anymore.
Me either.
So Sue Salisbury, who is a state representative out of Westbrook, and also I believe sits on the school board. She may be the chair. I don't know. I mean, just... so frustrated with those people for lying to us at last year's election that I just don't know anymore. Craig Traynor, this is what she posted on some social media. I don't know where it was. Craig Traynor, Federal Education Department's acting Assistant Secretary for Civil Rights, said this in a letter to state education departments. Educational institutions have toxically indoctrinated students with the false premise that the United States is built upon systemic and structural racism and advanced discriminatory policies and practices, the letter reads. Proponents of these discriminatory practices have attempted to further justify them, particularly during the last 4 years, under the banner of diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, smuggling racial stereotypes and explicit race consciousness into everyday training, programming, and discipline, end quote. Salisbury says, sir, all I have to say is tuck your white tuck with a T, as in Tom. I want to be clear about that. Tuck your white privilege in and sit back down. Sue, you guys have lied to the people about the school budget, and our educational scores are down. Maybe it's you that ought to sit down and be quiet.
Yeah, that's pretty rude.
Yeah, I would say it's pretty rude. They've wrecked the educational system in Maine, and by God, they're going to double down on it.
Yes, that's
crazy.
What I said. They're digging in their heels.
Yeah.
They're
we were the envy of the country in 92, 93, 91, 92, 93. We're number one in math and science. And now our kids can't do math with proficiency. And these people are proud of what they've done. Shame on them.
WLOB Portland, WLOBradio.com, and 100.5 WLOB.
And with all Republicans except Rand Paul voting to approve a $340 billion budget blueprint using a process Democrats can filibuster and block, it boosts funding for border security, the military, and energy production.
Here's the rub. The House has to approve the same plan. A, we don't know whether or not the House of Representatives can approve anything, let alone sync up with the Senate. Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, said that this was a non-starter. So, you know, they might be dead in the water unless, A, they can get on the same page, and B, both bodies be able to adopt the same thing.
That's Fox's Chad Pergram at the Capitol. The day after Senate Republicans voted to confirm Kash Patel as new FBI director, with no Democrat support, Patel will be sworn in. There is anger in Israel, where Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is vowing revenge, accusing Hamas of violating the ceasefire deal. One of the four dead hostages released in Gaza yesterday didn't turn out to be Shiri Bibas, as had been expected, the mother of two young boys whose remains were handed over.
In an indescribably cynical way, they did not return Shiri to the side of her little children, the little angels, and they put the body of a Gazan woman in the coffin.
Hamas is set to release six more hostages who are alive tomorrow. This is a big deal north of the border.
Henry Pass McDavid scores! Connor McDavid wins it for Canada!
He scored in overtime on ESPN, giving Canada a 3-2 victory over Team USA in Boston to win the NHL's Four Nations Faceoff Tournament. And just before that game, President Trump, who's been threatening Canada with big tariffs on imports to the U.S., repeated what he wants for Canada.
I think they have to become the 51st state.
Well, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, after Canada beat the American team last night, posted on X, "You can't take our country, and you can't take our game." America's.
This Channel 8 newscast is brought to you by Cup of Joe's, 305 Route 1 in Yarmouth. They roast their beans on site, so you have the best, freshest cup of coffee.